Everything's gonna be okay, right? Just let me do the talking, okay? Just now.
Evening, ladies. License, please. Where are you headed?
We're just out for a drive.
Headed to the border?
Oh, no, no. We were just going up to the,
Hey there. What's your name?
Grace.
Are you pregnant, Grace? Step out of the vehicle.
She does not have to.
Yes, she does.
No.
Show me your hands on the wheels, please. Grace, step out of the vehicle. On the wheel.
Grace, it's okay.
Oh, for God's sake.
You remember that? Do you remember that? Yes, that's sort of a flashback from the Midas Touch group. Yeah, that is what that is. It's very dark, stuff that we're facing right now. I tell you, you know, half of the country is drowning, and the other half is on fire. Joe Biden is in Louisiana. He had his choice. He had a buffet of badness to pick from. The disaster areas across this nation are everywhere, including now Tejas. Yeah, Texas. He could have gone to Texas and declared a disaster there, too. This is freaking scary stuff, okay? This is really freaking scary stuff. I want to mix in this idea, too, right now. Do you know where the new COVID hotspot is? Well, Florida is still a hotspot. We've had over 44,000 deaths here and counting. But the new emerging hotspot is Idaho. Now, if I say Idaho, you know, really fast, like three times, Idaho, Idaho, somebody's going to call and report me as somebody that might need an abortion. Idaho, Idaho. You don't know Idaho. Yeah. So you see how that works. It's like saying New York City's biggest hits really fast. It becomes something else. But anyway, Idaho, and this is so amazing because it's just, 2 weeks after the end of the 700,000 biker rally in Sturgis. Coincidence, everybody? I don't know. But the latest COVID hotspot is now Idaho. You could have predicted that just by looking at a map of how people voted in the 2020 election, but you could have also predicted it by the attendance and the mask rate and the vaccination rate of the attendees in Sturgis. But I will say this, any state that turned bright red in 2020 is now on freaking fire, blinking red with COVID. Alarming COVID numbers. So I want to mix these ideas together. I was reading in the AP, on the AP News Wire, I was reading the story about the Idaho hospitals are buckling under the relentless COVID surge. That is the name of the article. Idaho hospitals nearly buckling in relentless COVID surge, right? And so I was reading it and it's just hair-raising, but it tells me what I need to know about whether or not these people need to be sued. Because if we're going to sue women, yeah, if we're going to sue women for ending a pregnancy after 6 weeks, if that's what we're going to do, then why are we not suing these women who are pregnant in the hospital with COVID, who refused to get vaccinated for endangering their fetus? See what I mean? This thing could go way, way, way into the uteri of many unsuspecting women. Yes, it really could. But when you read this article, if you read this article from Boise that the AP actually put together, they're talking about a little visit they made to St. Luke's Boise Medical Center where they're completely full. And they say, you know, all that you can see when you walk in to the Boise, Idaho hospital are tubes and wires and mechanical breathing machines, and that the patients nestled inside of the the cocoon of ICU breathing machines and tubes and organ preservation techniques are unvaccinated, each and every one, middle-aged or younger. They're all paralyzed right now. They're all sedated. They're all in, man-made comas. And they're all relying on life support and locked in their silent struggle against COVID-19. And when they describe the way the patients looked, they said that there were artfully inked, tattooed people, a man in his 30s, and there were a couple of expectant mothers. One was 5 months pregnant, and she was a young woman, and the other one was just 24. Both of them on ventilators, lying prone on top of their developing fetus. I say we report them. Report them for endangering the life of the fetus. I mean, are we all going to become deputized Aunt Lydia's now? I say yes. I say we inundate the court system with complaints and reports of the unvaccinated women in this country who are endangering the lives of feti. And then we can sue all of the people that send their kids to school without masks for endangering the lives of their children. Yeah, their children. You know, this is crazy because in Texas, it has been pointed out by some very astute observers that the virus is more protected than women are in Texas. You know, preborn versus preschool. This is the dilemma. This is the problem. This is the thing you have to wrestle with. What's more important to you? Preborn zygotes, fertilized eggs. You know, George Carlin talked about this. He talked about this a long time ago, and he said that the reason why the preborn are only respected in the human culture and not respected in the animal culture is duly observable by the fact that we eat eggs. And he says it's because chicken are good people. That's how ridiculous this whole egg protection police force is. This unbelievable vigilante force of egg protectors that are out there looking around to see who is violating an egg. But you know, that's the preborn that they want to protect. But once you're in preschool, or once you're out of the womb, as I've said a million times, you're on your freaking own here. You're on your own. Texas literally will protect the virus more than it will protect kindergartners. You understand their priorities now? Do you get it? It's just to divide the country. And it's also playing into a white rage that old men have that includes punishing women who are poor, punishing women of color, and punishing women. They hate women. They don't love babies. If a pregnant woman, here's the question, everybody. If a pregnant woman in Texas refuses to get vaccinated and she and the baby both die of a preventable disease, does that amount to murder of the unborn too? These women that are in Idaho hospitals unvaccinated, should they be reported by the vigilantes out here? Should we report them for failing to protect their zygote, their fetus, their embryo, whatever stage they're in? Should we? Pregnant women have no right to terminate their pregnancy, and that includes with COVID.